I understand why one may be frustrated. I understand if you spent Monday afternoon, an off day, your kids are in spring break, you take your kids to a Yankee game, and you spend a lot of money. And you sit there, and while it was a mildly entertaining game, you saw some really good pitching from Carlos Rodon. No shame in that. I think this was far and away his best performance as a Yankee. 7 dominant innings, and I do not shortchange it because of the opponent. I think that's ridiculous. No matter who you pitch well against, Teague, to me, it always counts.
Of course.
So you got to see a great performance by Carlos Rodon. You got to see the sideshow of Aaron Boone. But you are frustrated when you see an offense that does absolutely nothing. So I get why a fan boos. I was curious on Saturday because Aaron really heard it on Saturday. He didn't hear it as much yesterday and today. So maybe your point is right that the bobblehead had something to do with it. I was curious, like, would that trend continue from Yankee fans? And the truth is, it really didn't yesterday and today.
No, it didn't.
Today you were just more frustrated with everybody.
Right, because no, it wasn't just Aaron Judge. It wasn't hitting. It was, I mean, Volpe gets a hit right at the beginning of the game. His first at bat, wasn't it?
Yep.
I think it was.
First pitch of the game.
Yep. Stanton gets a hit. Eventually you're kind of like, all right, maybe they'll figure J.P. Sears out. They know this kid. He was in their system a while ago. They know this kid. Nope, they didn't.
Yeah.
And so the frustration is just an extension of what we've seen for a lot of the season. It hasn't been the whole season because there have been some games where they crush. They put up crooked numbers. But too many of these games, they're not scoring enough runs. And if they score 3 runs, all they need is 3 runs. Their pitching has been pretty good.
Pitching's been awesome.
Right? I was just reading the game notes from this weekend. When they score 3 runs, 15-2.
Yeah.
They just don't, the games that they don't score runs, you know that they're not going to score runs.
And
it's odd.
And the offense is supposed to be their strength.
Right.
So when they don't score runs, it jumps out at you even more. Now, when Aaron Judge got booed on Saturday, I was curious. I was curious to see what the radio guys would say about it, what the TV guys would say about it. And so I went back and I listened. And our radio guys, Justin Shackle, Susan Wallman, didn't say a word. I checked out the TV guys, Michael Kay, and I forget who was doing the game with him. I think it was Jeff Nelson. I'm trying to remember. Maybe it was David Cohn. Maybe it was Paul. I forgot now. There was a lot of voices this weekend. They did not say a word. I checked the Tampa Bay Ray TV announcers to see what would they say about Aaron Judge being booed. They didn't say a word. But then I got to the Tampa Bay Rays radio announcers.
There it is.
And they had a lot to say about Aaron Judge being booed. Take a listen.
Swing and a miss. He struck him out, and Judge has struck out 4 times.
How do you boo your franchise player on his bobblehead day? I mean, really, I know they're passionate, but come on.
As I heard earlier someone say, it's like they eat their young, or they eat their own.
That was a former New York athlete. What do you think of that? Do we eat our own?
You don't eat them, but you do nibble on them. You definitely. You take some chunks out, for sure.
Were we nibbling on Aaron Judge on Saturday?
100%. I mean, I wonder how many. Okay, so people didn't leave the bobbleheads. I wonder how many of them got broken.
Oh, you Tiki, you
I'm
are.
I'm just curious.
I love you. You're lost on this.
Why am
do you
I
know
lost?
How valuable these bobbleheads are?
Yeah, I mean, clearly it's $1.8 million of bobbleheads sitting out there right now. If you take the eBay value or whatever the heck Sean was looking at.
So on what planet would somebody who is at the game on Saturday, frustrated by the offense doing nothing, decide to protest by either breaking the bobblehead or leaving the bobblehead?
Are you telling me you haven't watched? And now maybe it's fake and just memeable. Yeah. Content. You haven't seen these people get pissed off at the Dallas Cowboys and break their TV. Tell me you haven't seen that.
Completely different.
Right? It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
It's a piece of material. I don't know, possession that you're upset with, and you hit it, you break it,
because
you smash it.
You know what the difference is, and I'm going to compliment the Yankee fans that booed him, because again, even though I'm not a booer, I understand it. I understand it. Like, the Yankee fan loves Aaron Judge. It's kind of similar to what the announcer said, the Ray announcers. Aaron Judge is your baby, okay? He's your beautiful, beautiful baby. And he's growing up, man, and this baby's awesome. He's becoming a man. He's becoming a superstar. But then, when your baby slumps, you're more disappointed in him than you are anybody else. For example, Anthony Rizzo can't get his head out of his ass. Gleyber Torres, same thing, has his head directly up his ass. You are less likely to boo Gleyber Torres and Anthony Rizzo because they're not your beautiful, handsome baby.
Good point.
The way Aaron Judge is.
Good point.
So sometimes when you boo a guy, there are different kinds of booing.
So it's a boo with love.
It's a boo with love. There's different kinds of booing. There's I hate you, go F yourself boo. We call that the Gallo, the Joey Gallo, right? And then you've got the, oh, man, I love you, bro. I don't want to do this. You know how I feel about you, but you suck right now, and I need to remind you.
Oh.
And that's the boo that Aaron got on Saturday. Oh. And if he doesn't pick it up soon, he's going to hear a
this
lot more
like
of it.
This is like mamas back in the day when they would spank you and you were allowed to. This is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you.
Yes.
No, it ain't, mama.
Wait, so are you, as an athlete who played in this town, are you bothered that Aaron Judge got booed, or are you okay with it? You understand? Did I explain it well to you?
I get it. I understand.
Oh, okay.
You kind of, when you're playing as poorly as he is, or as poorly as I was in moments in my career, the booing kind of makes you realize that I need to fix myself.
And Aaron said that.
Of course he did. And it's not, you don't look at it as they hate you. They just want you to be better.
Look, and he's going to be better. I know today, if you watch this game, I think what's frustrating about his 0-for-4 was the fact that he missed a lot of cookies. There were a lot of pitches that normally Aaron Judge crushes, and he didn't do that. And it's tough sometimes early in the season because you need to see those results. And so far, Aaron Judge is at 178. Right. Well, and so you don't see those results. But I can tell you right now, I think Met fans are seeing this with Francisco Lindor. Take a deep breath and give it time. Great players will remind you that they're great.
Of course.
And Sean has a message for you. Just boo Aaron Judge. Make sure you don't boo Juan Soto.
Yeah, you're damn right. And by the way, I support all the Yankee fans. Get your frustrations out on Judge now.
You
can't
like that.
Boo Soto all year.
That's yes. Right. Because Soto had a kind of an awful 0-for-4. Now, he's off to a great start. He's nowhere close to being booed. But if the Yankee offense doesn't pick it up and Juan Soto goes through an 0-for-20, what I'm saying right now about Judge being booed would be very different with Juan Soto. You better be careful with him because he's not your little baby. He's the girl that you're really trying to convince to stay in your bed.
Right. She's the one you want to marry. But Juan Soto's never going to go 0-for-20. Just never going to happen.
Never?
Never.
Oh, those are the famous last words.
Never say never.
Never. Has he ever gone 0-for-20?
Yes. You want me to go through his career archives?
He's never been a high-priced Yankee before, so I assure you that's coming.
We'll get to your calls. A lot to get to. We'll get you set for tonight's Knicks-Sixers game, including the keys to the game. And if everybody's ripping Yankee fans for booing Aaron Judge because they're too negative, what about people ripping Knicks fans for celebrating too hard after winning game one? We'll try to juxtaposition that, but let's hear from you. Pat's calling from Middletown. What's up, Pat?
I want to call in for the bobbleheads. Tiki, I can assure you that nobody was breaking bobbleheads. People were guarding them with their lives. I ended
leaving them in the package.
Oh yes, people were buying bags to keep them in. They were guarding them with their life. I ended up selling one to a dad and his son for $70.
Oh my God!
Get out of here.
Was there any part of you that felt bad as you took the money from them? Just be honest with me.
Wait. So I had three. He only saw two. I brought my son to his first game ever. So he thought I only had two, and the father walks up, and he's like, hey, how much is that worth to you? And I was like, how much is it worth to you? So
it's a good question.
He ends up going,
answer a question with a
he
question.
Goes, $50. Yeah, so he goes, $50. And I was like, people are asking to buy him for $50 everywhere. So then he goes, $70, and I see his son walk up, and I was like, all right,
yeah. You know,
you could have got 100. You could have got 100.
Look, he did nothing wrong. I mean, honestly, this is a business transaction. Guy wanted it. Right. But if I was at that game, this is where I'm a sucker. I will freely admit this. If I'm at that game and I have an extra bobblehead, like I've already pleased my kids, everybody's got their bobblehead, and a guy or gal comes up to me with their kid and says, how much? I would buckle under the pressure and literally hand the bobblehead over. And I feel bad saying that, but that's the dead honest truth.
Right. You would have been like, I'll give you this bobblehead, but you got to promise you're going to go to Barnes & Noble and buy my book, my Mets Bible.
I wouldn't even do that. But that's a pretty good idea. So it's 18,000 bobbleheads, correct, Sean? Like, that was the number?
First, and remember, this was rescheduled because of the rainout last year.
That's why they announced, like, 47,000 people on Saturday. And I'm sure a lot of people wanted to pay tribute to John Sterling as well. But that was a really, really hot ticket because of these bobbleheads. That's why the idea.
Dude, was you telling me that 30,000 people went home disappointed?
Yes.
Because they didn't get a bobblehead?
That's correct, yes.
And so that now the secondary market is worse than ticket prices
yes.
to NBA Finals game?
Yes.
Because right now they're $100. By next week, they're going to be at $350?
I don't know if they're going to go up,
but there's 18,000 of them. It's not like they're doing this every week.
No, you're right.
They're not going to. I mean, when's the next? Is there another? There's not going to be another Aaron Judge bobblehead.
No,
day,
but there's
there?
Garrett Cole Star
okay,
Wars
but forget
Day.
Garrett Cole. He's
and
not
George
a home
Costanza.
Run baby. Yeah, forget all of that. When's the next Aaron Judge, our franchise player, the guy who's supposed to be the mighty Casey at the bat? When's the next bobblehead day? Is there another one the
for answer, Aaron Judge like
yes,
this?
The
no.
answer is no.
No,
and so. This ticket, which is now, I mean, this guy had, Pat had three of them. Yeah. How do you get three of them?
Well, he's taking his family. Think about it. He's not going by himself. The toughest part about getting the bobblehead is that you got to get there early. Because if it's the first 18,000 people, you can't show up for a 1 o'clock game at 12:15.
Yeah, it'd be
you
like,
got to show up
like,
at like 10 a.m.
Where's my bobblehead? Y'all want to save a bobblehead for me? Can I get a bobblehead?